It's your blue nacho cheese on top. That'll make your cholesterol drop. Try some of our soda. The soon you'll take a load of. Bon bon back to mom and dad. Sugar good and never bad.
Keep it down, Baldy. I'm trying to have a grown-up conversation over here. I got a whole bag of chocolate chip cookies over here all for me. I bet your mommy and daddy are making you eat carrots and healthy stuff.
Actually, my mom made fresh brownies with lots of frosting, and we got ice cream from the snack bar to put on them.
Oh, yeah? Well, I got this big lollipop.
Mine. That's not yours, Angelica. Now give it back.
Oh, fine. You goody-goodies take the fun out of everything.
I'm Clem. Now, if I can just roll up the... There we are. All right, Sprouts, you're all set up for the Reptar movie. That'll be on screen number 6 right through there. And if your grandpa has worked everything out right, deep sea fishermen of the rugged north ought to be coming up right over here on screen number 3. 2 for the price of 1. Ow! Ooh, that reminds me. You gotta find a speaker for my movie. Don't you kids go anywhere.
Did your grandpa say this is where we're gonna see the movie? Where's all the chairs?
And where's the toppy park?
I think this is some kind of different movie place. Sort of like, parking lot movies.
You dumb babies! This isn't a parking lot, it's a drive-in. It's where you come to watch movies in your car.
Why would anybody want to watch movies in their car?
Well, I guess because you can wear your jammies and roll around. And you don't have to sit in your mommy and daddy's laps the whole time.
Yeah, but I miss the gum under the seats.
Movie started. Turn the car. Dark bar, 12, 10 minutes.
Oh, yeah.
Watch out.
Reptar's never scared of nothing. That's why he's my hero.
He's all our hero, Chucky.
What are you talking about? He's a big wizard who likes to smash stuff up.
Oh, shh, quiet, guys.
Invading Japan. What do you think it could be, Professor?
If I wasn't seeing this with my own eyes, I'd never believe it. It appears that Dactar, the pterodactyl hatched from the egg found in the La Brea tar pits, has inexplicably found his way to Tokyo and begun to destroy beachfront property.
Oh, great. First I lose my car keys, and now this. We have got to do something.
Yeah!
It's too late, my friends. I'm afraid Tokyo is doomed.
What are they talking about?
Well, it doesn't matter. Reptar's gonna show up pretty soon and save them all.
Yes? Sure. Just like he did in Reptar versus the Mole Peoples.
And in Reptar versus the Alien.
Is that... Yes, Fritzy, I think it is. Reptar!
Yeah, go get the big, mean, bird thing, Reptar.
It's not a birdie, Philip.
Yes, it is, Vivian.
It's a butterfly.
Birdie!
Hey, wait a minute, you guys. Well, something's wrong.
Bird!
Reptar's not beating Dactar up. He's...
Oh, he's helping him.
How can this be? Reptar! Dactar has always been our friend. He protected us from the mole people, the aliens.
Don't forget the gigantic cockroaches.
Yet now he seems to have turned evil. Has the world gone mad? Has the very fabric of space-time been torn apart?
Yeah.
But Riffler's not supposed to help the bad guy. He's a hero.
Boy, he's sure not getting in Dactar's way.
This isn't like any Riffler movie I ever seen.
Sure isn't. No, it can't be true. Don't look, Dilly. Dipper, he's wrecking the whole city.
Then there has to be a good reason for that.
Like what?
Well, maybe he needs a nappy. Or he has the sneezles. Oh, that always makes me cranky.
Grow up, Tommy. Anybody can see what's really going on. Raptors turn naughty.
There must be some other reason. And we got to go to Pokio and find out what it is.
Go to Pokio? But that looks like it's very far away.
Yeah, maybe even further than our house to your house.
I don't care. We got to find out what's wrong with Reptar, or people are going to think bad stuff about him.
Sure, Tommy. And how do you think you're going to get all the way to Tokyo?
Easy. We'll just take my super secret Reptar car.
Yeah, I bet you didn't think of that. You got the Reptar car?
I'll show you. Stand back, you guys!
Where did that come from?
Box tops, mostly.
Beep, beep!
You're right, Dilly. We better get going. Help me put him in, you guys. Careful, guys. Just whatever you do, don't touch the tinkly thing.
Ooh, a tinkle.
You coming with us, Angelica?
Nah, with you babies gone, I'll finally get some peace and quiet. Plus, eat all the snacks. Goodbye, babies. You'll need it.
Thanks, Angelica. Come on, Chucky.
Tommy, I'm not sure this is such a good idea. I mean, maybe we never should have expected a big old fire-breathing dinosaur to be our hero in the first place.
I understand if you want to stay here too, Chucky. But Reptar's my hero, and I'm not going to give up on him just because the chimps are drowned. You guys ready? First is Imogen, on!
Well, maybe I will stay here. You know, seeing as how it is close to bedtime.
Next is Imogen, on!
Plus, I think you guys are going to have to go over the ocean, and I didn't bring my water wingies.
Next is to the next is Imogen, on!
All right, I'm coming! Don't turn on anymore, I am!
Don't worry, Chucky, we'll be okay.
Hey, who drooled on my cookies?
Are we going kind of fast, Tommy? I mean, we don't want to hurt nobody. Like us.
Don't worry, Chucky. It looks like everybody in Tokyo ran away when Dactar and Reptar came. We're the onlyest ones in the street.
So for the big butterfly.
What big?
Dactar!
Everybody okay?
Yeah! That was fun!
Wait! Well, Well, we find a Dactar, so that means Reptar's gotta be around.
Now Tokyo will be destroyed, but on the bright side, it makes a very good story.
I've been thinking, maybe instead of bothering Reptar, we should just get...
That story is about the Ethelin!
It wasn't an Ethelin, it was a octopus.
Octopuses don't got paws, Philip.
Oh, yeah, maybe it was some other story.
You guys, I bet if we can find that thorn and pull it out, Reptar will go back to being nice.
Closer.
I forgot to look for the thorn. Did you guys see it?
Nope.
We were too busy not getting squishered.
That's what we'll do. We'll set a trap for Reptar so we have to hold still. That way we can see what's wrong with him. Come on.
Though I had to wait around pretty hard for this deal, so don't throw it. But I was thinking a slug could be a good hero, too. They're a lot like snails, except they don't have the crunchy part on top. And...
Doggy!
No, Deal, it's a slug. Doggy's got ears and tails and...
Doggy!
Your brother Tommy, we're babies, we don't know that many people.
Oh, hero slug, tell us what to do.
Why am I waiting for you? I gotta save my friend. Okay, no, how do you work this thing? Okay, we're not supposed to touch that tickling thing, no. So it is, this one? Oh, no, is it this one?
Hi.
Dinosaur treats.
Maybe he got full eaten a building or something.
But Spike eats his doggy treats even when he's not hungry. Oh, I just know there's something wrong with Reptar. If we can only figure out what it is.
Refrigerator magnets are sticking to Reptar.
And how come he's making that clanky sound like Dad's car?
I'll tell you how's come, because that's not Reptar at all. That's a Reptar robot.
But who'd want to build a big robot just to make everybody think Reptar's naughty.
The one who built the nutty reptile robot.
Nice job, huh? And I did it all with my Kego building blocks. I had Mommy and Daddy get me the extra large agronomy size so Susie wouldn't have a bigger set than me.
But why couldn't you just build something nice?
Why? I'll tell you why. Because Reptar's a goody-goody, that's why.
I'm gonna fight the mole peoples. I'm gonna fight the aliens.
Blah, blah, blah. And if there's anything that bugs me more than brushing my teeth, it's goody-goody. They make me look bad, and that makes it hard to get more toys. That's why I build a robot Reptar. I figure if I can make the biggest goody-goody of all look bad, it'll make me look really good. I'll be slicker. Well, I hadn't really thought about it, but if getting robot Reptar off this crusted island will get me more toys, it's worth a try. Now, all I gotta do is find Mount Fujelica.
We're not gonna let you mess up the whole world just so your mommy and daddy will buy you toys, Angelica.
Aw, do the little babies want to stop big, mean Angelica?
Well, we keep trying, but it never seems to work out very good.
Yeah!
I guess you babies could try to stop me, but on the upper hand, you might want to stay here and try to keep Robot Reptar from squishing your whole neighborhood. I'd love to stay, but it's gonna be bedtime soon, and I got the whole world to destroy. See you now.
What can we gonna do, Tommy?
Should we save our houses?
Or save the world?
Well, I think our houses and the world is both important. We're gonna need some help. Susie, are you there?
Oh, hi, guys. What's up?
Well, it's kind of a long story, but...
Your big Reptar robot's coming over to squish our houses!
Our houses?
But I thought Robot Reptar was in Pokio.
Well, apparently we just moved to Japan.
Tommy, does Angelica have anything to do with this?
She built a Robot Reptar, and she's gonna use her to mess up the whole world unless we stop her.
Okay, Tommy, we'll keep Robot Reptar busy while you stop Angelica.
Are you saying that we're gonna stop a 100-foot-high, fully operational T-Rex cyborg?
He babysitted that puppy once, and that was for 2 whole days.
Thanks, you guys. We got to go now.
All right, you guys. It's up to us to keep Robot Reptar from huffing and puffing and squishing our houses like graham crackers. And that means it's time to get dressed.
Hi, this is Pam, not feeling quite so spunky. As Reptar comes to destroy this poor, defenseless neighborhood, we have to ask ourselves why our former hero has turned evil. Why? What do you mean it's not really Reptar? Another one of your wild dillies, no doubt. See, Fritzy, that's why you will never be a spunky girl reporter.
No, Fritzy!
And now, Jim Hashimoto with the weather.
Three, 2, 1, go. We'll be experiencing intermittent fireballs and debris this afternoon as a result of the recent dinosaur invasion.
So, keep those umbrellas ready!
How are we gonna get to Mount Fujelica in time, Tommy?
Yeah, Angelica, that's a head start!
I guess we'll just have to fly!
Hey,
Hey, no time for snacks.
We gotta do something, Tommy. He's gonna catch us.
Steaming lava. There's no question about it, my friends. This is molten rock. 10,000 degrees of burning, frying, sautéing heat. Enough to melt a truck full of marshmallows. Enough to boil a small man-made lake, such as you might find in a miniature golf course. Enough to...
Okay, it's hot. Now how are we going to get past it?
Well, we could wait for the next ice age, but that might take too long. Or wait. One of us could put on this fire protection suit and see if he can walk through the lava without burning up.
Sure, I'll do it.
Well, if that weather stuff melts marshmallows, I'm not going into it.
But if we don't go in, that car will get us.
There has to be a way in.
Hungry.
Not now, Dilly. We have to figure out how to get past the lava. Dill, no!
Hey, Jill's right! This isn't lava, it's mushy gas!
Maybe some turkey.
Quick, everybody! It's lunch time!
Why couldn't I be the cowboy?
Sorry, Edwin. You're the only one that still fits in the kitty costume.
Let's get him!
Okay!
Meow.
Hurry up, boy! Hey, hey!
We did it! We found a way in!
He's coming!
This is the best thing to do right after lunch.
Oh, hello, babies. Like my secret lavatory? Never been in a place where I wanted to eat that furniture.
Okay, Angelica, I guess this is Ollie Oxenetry because the game's over.
Sorry, Tommy, but this game is just getting started.
Something told me this was a little too easy.
You didn't think I was gonna let you spoil my fun again, did you? Well, now that I got you in my playpen of doom, nothing can stop me from sending Robot Reptar out to mess up the whole world. I'm gonna look so good, my mommy and daddy will buy me all the toys in the store.
Well, there's one thing you forgot it about, Angelica.
Yeah? What's that?
The real Reptar. Even if we can't stop you, he will.
Gee, you're right, Tommy. That would be something to worry about. If he wasn't already my prisoner.
Oh, no! She just got Reptar!
Well, at least he got a nice little house to live in.
What are we gonna do now, Tommy?
Aw, don't pout, babies. Here, why don't you watch a little TV?
I know, just the show to cheer you up.
Guess things aren't going real good for your friends. Too bad. Here, let me change the channel.
Sure, they laughed at me in high school, but when my giant antenna is ready, I'll send Robot Reptar out to show them I'm not just some geek from the science club. Then we'll see who gets picked last for softball.
Whoa, he is weird. Well, gotta get back to work on my antenna. Bye-bye, babies. Bye-bye, babies!
Bye-bye, Yucky!
Go, you guys! You smashed Tommy's house!
can't hold him. Arms weak.
No, brute strength has traditionally not been effective in controlling dinosaurs. Can you guys hang on to him while I download some tips from the Museum of Natural History website?
No!
Wow. Nice portable wrist TV.
Thanks.
We must escape. The inventor of the evil Reptar robot has captured us and put us in this very small cell with no comfortable chairs.
Don't worry, guys. I'll get us out of here somehow.
But, Tommy, you've been trying to open that thing for practically a whole minute. Oh, I just know we're going to be stuck in here forever.
Guess we should bring Dexter diapers.
I think I almost got it. Nope, don't got it.
I don't.
No, Dale! Not the tinkly thing!
Jill broke Angelica's toy.
She's not going to like that.
That's the thing she uses to tell Robot Reptar what to do. I wonder what's going to happen now.
And after my mommy and daddy bought me all the gummy bear action figures, I'm gonna get one of those Cynthia timeshare condos with track lighting and a real working jacuzzi. What's going on here?
Do you think that she'll be bad at us?
Why did you dumb baby shoot on my robot? And just look at my new joystick!
Sorry, Angelica!
Not as sorry as you're gonna be. Cause when my robot gets here, he's gonna...
Slight occlusion of the gyroscopic stabilizers. Bless, the wing is squished.
Can you fix it, Edwin?
Sure, but it'll take a few minutes.
Okay, you guys, get to work. In the meantime, there's an evil scientist I need to talk to. Hey, Angelica!
Shh, I'm hiding from the robot.
He's gone, and he take Dell with him.
Oh, that's good. I mean, that's too bad.
Angelica, it's time for you to make up for all the trouble you caused it.
Yeah? How?
By letting Raptor go.
Why? Just so he can go out there and be a hero again?
Never. Well then, if you won't let him out, I will.
But Tommy, if you let him out of there, he'll be mad. You probably rush us just whack it outside.
He's our only hope, Chucky. We got to try. This ought to do it.
Did you really think you could free Raptor from my prison with just your dinky baby toy?
I think we better move. No! If we're gonna have Raptor for a hero, then we got to believe in him!
Tommy, stop! What are you doing? He's gonna smash us!
Hey, dinosaur treats!
Yep, I figured there might be some in your pockets from when you found that bunch of them.
And you're gonna leave them on the ground so we can run away while he eats them?
Nope, I'm gonna show Raptor we believe in him. Hey, Raptor! Over here!
Tommy, no!
It's okay, Raptor! I got some nummies for you!
Wow, he is nice.
He's not even slimy.
Boom!
And his nose is covered like Spiky's.
I think Spike would fit in his nose.
Wonder if we could teach him to roll over.
Okay, Raptor. Now you know that big robot thingy that looks like you? Like. Well, that robot has my buffer deal, and we need you to get him back. Will you do it?
I can't believe you're talking to a dinosaur. That's even dumber than talking to babies. What do you think? He's gonna...
I just wish we could follow him. Turned out to be a little bit of a hero, too.
Oh, great.
Well, Angelica, guess your little plan didn't work out too well.
I would have gotten away with it, too, if it wasn't for those meddling babies.
Come on, guys. Looks like it's time to go.
Bye.
Tommy.
Okay, Dilly. You can do it.
Well, my friends, the world is safe again, thanks to Reptar. Right, Fritzy?
Thanks for helping, Susie. It was tough, but we did it. Now, we're going home.
Reptar.
Danny's just a normal kid dealing with normal kid stuff. Like, ghosts who want to take over the world.
You are one crazed up Fruit Loop.
Ghosts who breathe fire.
The glowing blade is new.
And ghosts that just don't like him.
What are you? Some creepy little boy with creepy little powers.
Nicktoons Network has
Laser Awesome
Ghost Trusted Ghost Boy Action.
You're what, 14?
We call him Danny Phantom, and he's
Laser Awesome.
Fridays at 6, only on Nicktoons Network.
Last teacher.